This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The presumed Republican nominee, Donald Trump, has drawn criticism from what is typically a powerful GOP supporter, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's a lot about trade, and that has turned into public sparring in recent days. Tweets back and forth, Trump calling out the chamber from the campaign trail. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explores the rift.
Criticizing trade deals is a central part of Trump's platform. The chamber has countered that his trade policies would throw the country back into recession. Trump's very against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The chamber is for it.
If you had a crystal ball and somebody said, oh, by the way, in the 2016 election, the U.S. chamber is going to take issue with the Republican nominee, you would have laughed. You'd have said, well, obviously that's not going to happen. And it never happens.
Steve Jarding, a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, says typically the chamber's support for a GOP candidate is a given. But it usually focuses its resources down ballot, says Tony Fratto, a partner at Hamilton Place Strategies.
The chamber usually plays a fairly large role in congressional and Senate races, but not very often a big role in presidential elections. It actually stepped out of its normal role to be so vocal with Donald Trump.
He says that makes the move all the more noteworthy and potentially damaging to Trump. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.